Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you are having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I am so happy that you found this podcast. Sit back, relax, and get ready to have some fun. We talk about so many exciting and fun topics on this podcast, and I know that you are going to benefit from them. So if you get an opportunity after listening to this podcast, and when you have time, please feel free to go and listen to other podcast episodes in our podcast list. And let me know what you think. We have interviews where I interview some of your peers. I have episodes about serious topics, and I have episodes about silly topics or funny topics. So whatever you feel like you need to listen to or need to hear, go ahead. Scroll down that list and pick your podcast episode. Again, thank you for joining us today. If you are a regular listener, I am so glad to have you back. And as I say to you each week, you returning lets me know that I am doing something right by recording cool episodes, positive messages that I'm sharing with you each week. So I thank you for tuning in, and I do appreciate you. All right, guys, it's Friday. You all know how I do. It's Friday, and we are coasting right along. Before I jump into this episode, I will tell you that for some, next Friday is a holiday. For me, it is a holiday. It's Good Friday, and so we will not have a podcast episode on that day. So for you new listeners, when we miss or skip a week where we don't have a podcast episode, I encourage you all to go back and listen to the previous episode. So actually, timing is in your favor, because that'll be a perfect opportunity next Friday for you to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. So we're going to have that 1 week off. We'll be back the following week, which is, let me get the date for you. Somebody give us a drum roll, please. That was my drum roll. Our next episode, you guys, is going to be on April 22nd, okay? So that'll be the next time that you hear my voice with a new episode, if you aren't listening to those previous episodes, okay? So, super cool, and I am excited about that, but I wanted to make you all aware. So, let's jump right into what we're going to be talking about today. Our topic for today is inquiring about others. I'll say that one more time. Inquiring about others. Or if I was going to suggest it to you, I would say inquire about others. So, for my smaller kiddos who may not know exactly what inquire means, maybe some of you older kiddos don't know exactly what that word is. My terms, when you inquire about something or somebody else, it's just that you're interested in them. You're asking them questions about them or their day or how they're doing. So you're wanting to learn more about them, okay? And in conversation, and when we're trying to have balance in our conversation, it is important for us to inquire about others. It is important for us to ask questions of the people we are talking to. And I have a podcast episode that's far down the line. I think I did it with my daughter, where I interviewed her in one of the episodes, and we have balance in conversation. And what that balance means is that there is not just one person who is doing all the talking, right? It's like a ping pong match or a tennis match. When the ball goes one way, that other person talks. When the ball goes the other way, the other person talks and responds. So you want to have that good balance in conversation, but it's important for us to inquire about others. Now, one of the ways that you can inquire about someone is to ask them how they are doing. So initially, if you haven't seen a friend, let's just say, for example, you went home from school one day, did your homework, got up the next day, did your morning routine, and then you went to school and you saw your bestie, should you start off the conversation by saying, "Hey, bestie, check out my shoes. Aren't they cool? They're great. I know that these shoes are cool. They go well with my outfit. I love this shirt. The pants are cool too. This is awesome, awesome, awesome. All about me, me, me." Should you guys do that? No. I hope you guys said no. Of course not, because you never know what bestie's going through. Bestie might not have had a great morning. They may not have been off to a great start. They may have had some trouble at home. They may be feeling down or frustrated or sad. And if bestie is feeling great, you want to know about that too. Bestie may be feeling outstanding, and it's important for you to know that about them as well. But the only way to know that is to greet them by saying, "Good morning, how are you?" That's the first thing you want to have that comes out of your conversation. Because could you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, right? And somebody came into your room on a Saturday morning, your sibling, and your sibling came into your room and you hadn't even gotten out of bed, and your sibling was like, "Hey, I had the best dream last night. I had a dream about this, 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 and this. Or check this out. Check out this cool email that I got about Roblox or about Minecraft or about whatever the other games that you guys play." If they came in your room and they did not say, "Good morning, how are you?" That would kind of make you a little bit frustrated, right? I know I can only speak for myself. It would make me a little bit frustrated. I'd be like, "Oh my goodness. Well, that's not nice that you didn't ask about me first, or that you didn't greet me first by saying good morning." When you say things like "good morning" and "how are you," it really lets the person know that you care about them. And that's so important when we're talking to people in our conversation. So be sure that you're greeting the person first, whether it's a mom or dad, a teacher or an adult, other adult, grandparents, therapists, pastors, you know, cool social learning coaches like myself. Be sure that you are greeting those around you, okay? Also, ask questions. Ask them questions. What are your plans for the day? What did you do yesterday? Do you want to play some games with me? Do you want to chat about this conversation? Can we talk about this? Can we do this? Those are just some examples that are very, very beneficial for having good balance in your conversations, okay? So keep that in mind. Keep those things in mind, okay? Be sure that you are asking questions. And those, again, were just some examples. I want you to think about some questions that you could ask your friends. And one tip that I could share with you is that if you feel like you have trouble asking questions to your friends, write a few questions down, or reach out to your parents or teachers, for examples, on some questions that you can use to have balance in conversation. Okay? The next thing that I want to talk to you all about is, when you ask these questions, guess what? That gives you the opportunity to get to know the people that you are speaking with. So have an open mind and an open heart to want to get to know others. And then be willing to share some things about yourself. Now, you don't have to share many things about yourself. If you want to share one or two things about yourself, that would be great, because what that does is it allows your friend, your peer, or, you know, a trusted adult, it allows them the opportunity to learn a few things about you. Some things that you like and some things that you dislike. And that's why I feel it's important to share things that you dislike, so that your friends and other people that you share information with won't disrespect you by talking about things that they know you don't like, okay? So if you say, "Hey, you know, I don't really want to talk about Fortnite if you don't play Fortnite, or I don't really want to talk about, you know, whatever movie is out, because I just don't like that. That gives the other person the opportunity to respect your wishes, okay? And with all of that, I want you all to continue practicing having balance in conversation. Remember, don't let the conversation be just all about you. Don't let the conversation just be all about the person that you're talking to. If you feel like the person is just talking way too much about themselves or way too much about a topic, then it's important for you to say, hey, you know what? I kind of want to just chime in and talk about something different, or I want to talk about this, or I want to say a little bit about me. And if you say that nicely and respectfully, guess what? They will hopefully honor that request, okay? So keep that in mind as you all are continuing to learn how to chat with one another in conversation. Thank you all so much for listening. Parents, thank you so much for having your kiddos listen today. I truly appreciate you all. I hope that you are doing well, and I'm constantly thinking about how amazing each and every one of you are. So keep being great and keep doing what's best for your kiddos. If you need to reach me, you can connect with me on our website. It is listenandlearnllc.com. My Gmail email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. That is active for our students and families and prospect families in Kennesaw, Georgia, where our physical office is, and in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri, where our virtual office is. Every appointment that we have is by appointment only, so feel free to give me an email and we can schedule a time for you to connect with me. You do have a free consultation where I get the pleasure, the absolute pleasure, of learning about you and your kiddo if you all need any type of services from me. We have virtual options and we have in-person options as well. The business line is 678-919-2117. Our Facebook social media page is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA. Again, we have so many cool, fun, exciting photos, and I'm always excited to share those with the consent from my parents, and it's so much fun. So go take a look at those as well. You can connect with us on any podcast listening outlets: Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcast. Wherever you listen, we are there, okay? I want to thank you all for tuning in once again. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.